Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com.
I'm still laughing.
Happy Friday.
I'm still laughing at it. So
the Jeremy White all wide receiver fantasy football league.
Oh, that's funny.
The ideas that are flying around in a 5-minute break, not healthy for the human body.
I am way too humored by it. Like
the Dynasty League idea is scaring me because the first person that drafts a high school wide receiver in like the third round, they're going to get made fun of, but the man's a genius.
No.
5-star wide receiver, dude's playing like Bishop Gorman. Like, guys, you just haven't watched him yet.
Yeah, but the problem is that sometimes that doesn't work.
That's right. It's absolutely right.
No.
But
oh,
a genius
my God, this
move.
This has to be one of the more fun gimmick fantasy league ideas that I've heard of in a long time.
I am excited for it. Because it should just be like, right, it's gimmicky fun. It should be enjoyable.
It's also the only fantasy league I'm taking part in this year. Because I'm taking a genuine break from fantasy football this year. But this is essentially, it's just one position.
It's going to be a hit.
Like, that's
it's
it.
It's going to be a hit.
I only have to worry about one position. Now, the one question I should ask, though, is, do we get return stats?
I feel like you should. Oh, well.
I feel like you should.
But, with fantasy, like, you only get the return stats if it's a touchdown. If they're averaging 25 yards per return. That doesn't matter.
Can I get a boost if they get like over 100 return yards in a game, though? Like, just like give me a little 5-point thing here?
Maybe.
It's too late to pitch it now.
Yeah, it's too late.
Things are in motion.
Yeah. Exactly. Things are in motion. The conveyor belt's going. You can't jump on.
I would love to draft a bottom of the roster guy.
The idea is built for the next few years. The idea is built, and this just gets better and better and better. Then it's utopia by year 5.
That's such a fun bit. This is genuinely something that, like, it got me giggling this morning to a point where I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. It's a lot of fun. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer now, here on a Friday.
Do we do that with every position, though?
No.
I know this is for the bit exclusively. But, like, how fun would that be with – oh, never mind. With running backs only, that's hell.
But it's the thing, like, you don't have enough position or enough guys on each team to make it worth it.
With tight ends would be like the desert itself.
Yeah.
You are right. Wide receiver is probably the position that you can only get away with this.
It's the only one that works. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com. So we've got that. We've got college football coming up this weekend, starting yesterday. We'll get into some of those games as we go, including UB, who do cover the spread. They do fall to Minnesota, but ultimately in a valiant effort. The defense looks as advertised, including Red Murdoch. We'll touch on that here coming up. More games coming up tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. But the big news from last night at, I think, right at 5 o'clock, Micah Parsons does actually get his trade. He stays in the NFC, and he goes to a team in the Green Bay Packers that has arguably been maybe the biggest thorn in the side of the Cowboys in the last 5-6 years. They've ended a lot of their more talented teams, not even, you know, just in the Jordan Love era with the, you know, 2-for-7, but Rodgers himself has also ruined a lot of their good seasons in Dallas. And they trade Parsons there. Parsons becomes the highest paid player, or excuse me, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history by $6 million. He beats out TJ Watt, $47 million per year to TJ Watt's $41 million. I talked a little bit about this last night, Derek, on the nightcap, and just how, for me, I think it's a bad trade for Dallas. They get Kenny Clark, a 3-time Pro Bowl D tackle, but coming off his worst statistical season, I think by either every or most metrics, he's 29 as well, and then 2 first-round picks. Look, the 2 first-round picks, regardless of where they are, is nice, but Parsons being 26, and you doing it now, instead of all the way back in March or April, to be fair, there wasn't any bad blood at the time, but it kind of to this point, it kind of killed your value of what the trade could have been. We looked it up before we jumped on this morning. You know, guys like Myles Garrett were signed at the beginning of March. He was off the board.
Right.
If all of this stuff had come to light, or you just kind of, let's say, had an actual plan of how you wanted to rebuild your team. Because let's all be fair, even with Micah Parsons on that team, the defense wasn't particularly good. They're very top-heavy. You can argue Washington and Philadelphia are well past them. And if Jackson Dart hits,
the Giants
might be past
them.
Can
do it.
That defensive line is a top-five unit in football.
It is a monster, and we already saw a glimpse of it in the preseason.
With their rookie. Abdul Carter's the guy that was showing out, not even everybody else.
But Carter's also the guy getting probably less attention than mm-hmm. the known commodities.
Right.
Like Dexter Lawrence is going to take up somebody's attention in film that week. Too much of their attention, actually. Like, they're getting sleepless nights. And then all of a sudden, oh, now we also got to deal with Abdul Carter here too? Great. Awesome. I love this. And the funny thing about the Micah Parsons timeline is, it happened in a pocket where so many teams were out of conversation of this being realistic for an acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in a moment where it became so fierce. The flame burned so intensely. And the saga went from 0 to 60 so fast. The Bills were never in this. Other teams were not in this.
I think they may be checked. Other teams probably checked to see, like, okay, what's Parsons want? How much do the Cowboys want? What have you? But it's tough to do it now.
It's tough to do
for
that.
Any team.
It's tough to do that on the fly. But also, ready? What was Green Bay kind of missing from their depth chart?
Oh yeah, they had a serious need at pass rusher,
top tier pass rusher,
that in corner. But yeah,
now. Let's go back to March, our conversations in March, for a second here. And remember what I said about Myles Garrett before he signs the deal with Cleveland. Myles Garrett became what I called the face of the ideal, where you add a top-tier pass rusher. You have to do it. I don't care who it is. You still got to do it. The Bills went ahead and said, we've got this. And they signed Joey Bosa. And yes, it's a 1 year, it's a rental. It probably wasn't my favorite player on the list, but they still checked the box.
I also don't think it was their favorite idea.
It probably wasn't. They probably wanted Garrett or Hendrickson. And Micah Parsons was like a 0.5% chance if he even tried to talk to him. Back in March, Jerry Jones was probably like, no, we're not trading Micah. Thanks for calling, though.
That we'll get into later. But,
but like, that's the conversation at that point. We're done here. So you have to pivot and move elsewhere. And because, like, people getting mad that the Bills weren't in on this, It's not because of Rousseau. It's not because of Oliver. It's not because the Bills weren't willing to deal the picks. And it wasn't even because of the cap. It's because of Bosa. Because if they don't have Joey Bosa by the start of preseason, like there's not even a player on the roster of his caliber, we're yelling for months, probably strangling each other. Everybody sit down. Let's get a drink. Whatever flavor you wish. Because everyone needs to relax at that point because we're going to drive ourselves mad. But at the same time, if you don't have a top-end pass rusher on this roster, by the time training camp starts, we are all probably that mad. We are more upset than we could ever be in an offseason. That's the only way the Bills could have been able to add Micah Parsons is reactively. They did all that they did in the offseason as it is. If this timeline with Micah Parsons happens in April, it's a different story for a lot of teams. But a lot of teams probably pivoted already by then because the targets were Garrett and Hendrickson, not Parsons. And Parsons only became part of the spotlight when training camp began. So to anyone that's upset that the Bills didn't get Micah Parsons, sit down, relax, have yourself a soda. I know we say pop here, but I'm making a point. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because they already checked the box. It's terrible timing. Like, let's be real about it. It's awful timing. I would love Micah Parsons on this roster. But the timeline didn't fit. It's okay. You move on. So don't be mad about it. I love the fact that it happened, and I love the fact that Jerry Jones is making a fool of himself. But, yeah, it doesn't have to be about the Bills not acquiring him. Like, it's okay.
I'll say this, too. I really never thought Jones would do it.
That's right.
I mean, to the point, like, I was adamant. And I
got into it a little bit on Monday.
I was adamant, just part of it, you know, watching the documentary, he does not let star players walk. That's really been Jones's big thing. He'll wait. He'll pay probably more than he should, but he does not let go of star players. If anything, he brings them in.
It's the brand.
It's the star. Brand. Yeah, right. And for me, like, that's the stunning part of this whole thing. I said it last night. The stunning part of this to me is that man really let his ego, getting bruised, force him to trading a player at a horrific time to do so. The return is not good at all because of the timeline. As you pointed out, it's not just the Bills. A lot of teams, most teams, had their kind of rosters settled, figured out, we're going into the season, this is what we're riding with. The trade deadline, after a few games have been played, is when we'll kind of start this back up again.
You know who's kind of punching air right now? Atlanta, a team that moved back into the first round to get another pass rusher.
They got another pass rusher, yeah.
Like, if I'm the Falcons, I'm kind of punching air at the timeline now going, I really invested this much in the position, but I could have had this months later.
Well, especially because the two guys are, of course, the unknowns, the mystery boxes, right? I heard Josh play that open of the Family Guy stuff. It's in a mystery box. It could be a boat. We've always wanted a boat. But
I'll take the box.
But so that's, you know, that's where Atlanta sits, and that's where a lot of teams sit. Green Bay was in a good situation. They had a need at elite pass rusher, but they were in a good situation. They were fine. It wasn't like their fans were sitting there going, we're screwed. We don't have any. But Rashawn Gary, right? I mean, they've got some pieces. But they also had room to do this. They had a need, and they could figure it out. I think one of the few other teams that maybe could have been on this, honestly, are the Patriots. The problem with the Patriots wanting to be on this, they have the money. No doubt about that. They have more than enough cap space. They still need talent. They're unknown if they'll even be a playoff team this year. The offense is really devoid of talent outside of, we'll see, Drake May, and we'll super see, because he's a rookie this year, Travion Henderson. Stephon Diggs is in his 30s. They've just released Javon Baker, one of their receivers from last year. Jalen Polk, another one of their rookie receivers, is going to miss all of this year. They have a lot of unknowns. They're going to need their draft picks, especially too, Derek. Their 2024 draft class, outside of May, is horrific. So they're going to need their draft picks, where for the Packers, they're a young team at a lot of different positions, And they're kind of in this perfect window to make that kind of splash move. The Bills did this a few years ago with trading for Stephon Diggs, with signing Von Miller. Now it's going to be a few years of, you've signed and kept your own. You're now hoping some of those guys break out. And that's another thing, too, with this defense that I've mentioned. I've been preaching patience on the defense. Baltimore's not a great litmus test week one with some of the injuries you have. They probably won't look great. Even in a win, the defense will probably look like they are struggling at times. But by week 7, 8, 9, the bye week and then into the second half of the season –
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Harrison could be back. And that's a, hopefully, really good answer at second corner. Cole Bishop. We talked with Sal this week. The Bills have liked what they've seen from him now that he's come back from injury, even to the extent of he looked really bad against Chicago, and then against Tampa, he looked much better. You mentioned he looks up to game speed. What does he look like week 3-4 now that he's fully starting with Taylor Rapp? Could look great. And then they have less questions, and I've brought up Greg Rousseau. I think he's in for a huge season this year. A lot of the underlying stats for him point to that, and even the just kind of flatline production stats. Look good. Not great. Look good. And so if you can marry those two, he's going to be in for a great year. And then, of course, they're rookies, and we'll see how that goes. I don't think there's a soul out there that's a Bills fan that came away from the preseason not at least somewhat excited for what Deion Walker and TJ Sanders are going to offer you. They're not in a bad situation. You'd love for your team to be in on these trades because they simply do not happen often.
They don't happen, and you want to be part of the fanfare.
But also, it takes a – you got to be at the perfect time, the whole thing – for me, honestly, I'm just kind of excited this happened at all. Just the fact that you had this kind of trade happen at this time is stunning. The last one is Khalil Mack in, 2018? In terms of this young of a pass rusher in the prime of his career going from one team to another in a trade, you just don't see this stuff happen all that often. And you really don't see it often with a team like the Cowboys. But you made the joke there, and I think it's right. Jerry's out there in the press conference last night calling him Michael. Stephen Jones has to correct Micah. He's trying to defend it with Kenny Clark. He's a good run defender, the whole thing. They need to be better at that. And that I've seen that complaint about Parsons definitely last night, but even throughout, would you do it if you're a Bills fan? No, he's a bad run defender, right? And he's not great. He's a pass rusher. That's what he is. He's one of the best at it in his generation. It's just you do not see these often. It is cool to see, but for the Cowboys, it's bad timing. You let it get really personal, really fast. You let it get personal in an odd way.
Yeah, in a really odd way. In like, we don't like negotiating with agents. I'm sorry. That's what people pay agents to do, is that job. So, no. I don't believe for a second that it's about the agent. I really don't. And if it is, I'll say it. Jerry Jones, you're a fool. I don't like throwing around idiot as much these days, but I kind of want to use it there. you're being an idiot. And it's Jerry Jones. Who the hell cares? Yeah, you're an idiot, dude. Like, I don't understand. Like, you want to tell me it's just about the agent? Baloney. Spare me on that one. Something happened with Jerry's ego about Micah Parsons that nobody's ever going to know because that secret's going to his grave. And he doesn't want to look bad about it. So what's he do? He paints the agent like the villain here. Oh, we negotiate these contracts without him all the time. Yeah, okay. Then how do you get any business done if you are such an esteemed businessman of the National Football League? You don't. That every agent would look at you and go, okay, we're not signing here because I'm not doing my job that you're paying me to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this that we do not know, and there's something about this that we will never know. Because if it really is about an agent, have fun with the Dallas Cowboys never getting another negotiation done ever again. It's as simple as that.
How long until Dak and CD want out? Or realistically?
This offseason.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long before the Dallas Cowboys realize we're bad, we need to start over?
It's this offseason.
Yeah.
The taking down of this roster, the deconstruction of this roster happens after this season because they're going to go 6-11. They were already probably going to go 6-11 with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, neither of us felt good about them before
and it has more
the Parsons
to do with their
trade.
Offense. And me, honestly, their head coach.
Yeah, I don't understand the Schottenheimer
hire. I don't think Schottenheimer... Ready? This is why you and I got into it about Jerry Jones on Monday when we were filling in for Shelton Bulldog. It was because of this. Because Jerry Jones always wants it to be about Jerry. That's why he doesn't hire the good coaches. He hires the yes men. I remember when people were like, oh, could Deion Sanders end up being the coach for Dallas? Absolutely not. Deion is not getting pushed around. Not for a second. But it's who he played for. It's how he got his fame. No way. Jerry Jones needs a sycophant.
I think Jerry would love to have Deion. The problem
Deion
is...
Deion would not.
Well, and I think it's also, he'd love to have Deion the brand, but yeah, it'd be second to Jerry. It's not how that's going to work at all.
And Deion the brand is not playing second fiddle to Jerry Jones.
It's not happening at all.
Yeah, no. Deion Sanders is a one-for-one on a brand, so much so that his sons became interesting talking points in draft Twitter and training camp and preseason. Jerry Jones is always about Jerry Jones, and it's never going to not be. I hope he lives for another 100 years.
I hate saying it. The Cowboys, though, are fun to... As much as we'll all complain about it, like they are fun to talk about because they will do at times ridiculous things.
And that is because...
But it is fun.
Because it's always about Jerry's ego. Mm-hmm. It's always been about that. And that was the part that you and I got into it a little bit of. And I don't know necessarily how to frame this, but like I knew it was about the ego. I knew it was about being spurned. And... It became, oh, this guy told me no. Nobody tells me no. I'm Jerry Jones. I made that Herschel Walker trade.
I fired Jimmy Johnson. He did use the Walker trade, by the way, last night, which is like
stupendous.
The most unsurprising thing
you're
imaginable.
You're like 9 picks short on your haul there, buddy.
Yeah, unsurprising. He uses the Herschel Walker trade to be like, guys, I did this once. And it's like, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You got also like... 18 more picks and like 4 good roster players out of it.
Well, no, the roster players actually they cut to get more picks. That's a big part of it. They cut the 5 players they got because then they get draft picks. It's so that trade.
But there were also
changed
roster
draft
players
history.
That the Vikings would not have.
Right. It's just the big thing for me was I wondered how much of that was for show though. How much was that just him being enduring a quote unquote dead period time of the league? You know, it's training camp, not much is going on, all the hold-ins are over with. I'll keep this going. And then to spurn the Eagles, Micah would sign his contract either the day before or the day of the opener. And that was a big part of it for me. Is I was just like, this is how he stays in the spotlight as long as possible.
Right.
But it did become so personal for him. And it was the, you said no to me. You want it out. Then we're done. I mean, it got to a point. Jane Slater, who covers the Cowboys for NFL Network, mentioned she had talked to Parsons last night after this had happened. Parsons and his team were willing to go back to the table with them in somewhat good faith and to get this going.
Try to do literally the scenario you described.
And the Cowboys, how Parsons felt about it was, you can either play on the fifth or leave. the fifth year option or leave.
Right.
And so it is also the Cowboys that ended the discussions. They're the ones we're done.
Because you told me no.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's just.
How dare you?
One of the wilder trades, and funny enough, the two wildest trades I can think of in recent memory, both involved the city of Dallas.
It's still hilarious to me that it really just came down to Jerry Jones being told no. And the agent thing, I don't understand if that's really the reason. If this guy is that disliked by Jones, because if that's the case, he's one of the bigger agents in the league. You probably have other players being represented by him.
Yeah.
Guess what players are going to end up requesting a trade?
Those guys.
So I still think that it's still about Jerry Jones. It's always about his ego. It's always been about his ego. And I remember what I said on Monday. I had said, I'm really only going off of hope here. I hope that the Cowboys do something stupid. I hope they do something silly. I hope that this happens. Because, logically, you were right. After that show, I said to you, I want it to go down bad, but it's probably not going to. You're probably right. They'll probably do this whole thing.
I'm still stunned.
Because we saw the dance with Cleveland and Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. We saw the dance with Terry McLaurin in Washington. We saw the dance with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. They all came to some kind of resolution. You're probably right. But then Jerry Jones goes ahead and says, I'm Jerry Jones. You don't tell me no. And shipped him off. We got a good run stuffer, and this is like the Herschel Walker trade.
As he calls him Michael.
I'm Jerry Jones.
Just wild. 803-0550.
I need to give my voice a break after doing that.
803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on this. Before we hit our first time out, we'll go to the phones. Corey's with us first up. Corey, how are we doing today?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Yeah, I just honestly, I think it's the best decision Jerry's made in the last couple decades. I mean, he paid Dak, he paid CeeDee Lamb, made them top dollar guys, and I don't know how you justify paying a third guy that you've had for the last few years and you guys have done nothing. They've stunk. And how can you possibly pay another guy that kind of money? So honestly, I mean, I'm no Cowboys fan, don't get me wrong. I don't like Jerry Jones, but I think it's the best move he's made in the last couple decades. I just want to know what you guys think. Thanks.
Corey, I'm glad we're getting some difference on this. I will say, I'd be closer to your thoughts if he did this months ago and was able to actually, honestly, get into a bidding war. We'll jump into that more. We got to hit a timeout.
I will say, just real quick for Corey's call here, I'd be more on board with your take on that if he didn't go about it the way that he did. If it wasn't toxic. That's when I'd say you're absolutely right on a football standpoint. But he also made this smarter decision that you think on accident.
Seemingly on accident.
He painted himself into a corner to make a savvy trade. If it is a savvy trade, it's by mistake. That's why that's why it's fine for me to keep laughing at Jerry Jones, because even if it's the right call, you did it on accident.
803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on the Micah Parsons trade. Of course, we also mentioned we'll talk UB. They lost last night to Minnesota, but the big talking point for UB fans is Red Murdoch, and he showed out. We'll also jump into the rest of the college football schedule coming up starting tonight and into the weekend as we go on this Friday.
I'm Jerry Jones.
On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, you're listening to WGR.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.